There are several new housing developments under construction in the area around Highway 281 and TCP Parkway. The Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance claims it's seen diminished water quality over the last few years due to these new developments. Annalisa Pease is the Alliance's executive director.
What we're seeing is constituents like unmetabolized drugs and personal care products that could only come from the wastewater stream. So we believe that all this SAWS service expansion of sewer service is having a negative impact on our water quality.
Pease says they're asking SAWS to direct development projects away from the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone to prevent the construction of sewer lines under creek beds that feed into the aquifer. SAWS Executive Vice President of Public Affairs Greg Flores says building sewer lines along creekways is the most cost-effective and least risky way to transport wastewater to its treatment facilities.
That's why we typically place these lines along creek beds. Otherwise, we would have to use what is referred to as lift stations, which have to lift that wastewater up over hills, and those tend to cause more problems than just a wastewater line that runs by gravity.
Flores says that zoning and development restrictions are up to the city, and SAWS is obligated by state law to provide service to those areas. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.